Greetings, Zoe family. Welcome to day one of our fast. As you know, we're fasting for 2 weeks beginning today, Monday through Friday only. And until 5 p.m. on each day of the fast, we are drinking only water and juices and substituting our meals with a focus on prayer, the scripture, and Jesus himself. It's amazing how a situation like we're in now, dealing with the coronavirus, how it can expose how dependent we are on things that are not God. And it's important for us to keep things in perspective. There's going to be a time. Well, first of all, let me say this, that God is with us. God admonishes us to fear not. He says it several times in scripture. He's with us and he will see us through this crisis. The thing is that when things change, when things, quote unquote, go back to normal, will we have the same focus and dependence on Jesus? Will we continue to pursue him for insight and understanding as intently as we did when things were in disarray? This is an opportunity for us to shore up on our spiritual disciplines, to draw closer to God, to spend more time in prayer, and to focus on Jesus, and to maintain a lifestyle of kingdom focus for after this crisis is over, because it will not last forever. I also want to draw your attention to a wonderful passage of scripture, a classic passage of scripture, Psalms 23, but focusing on the first verse, it says that the Lord is my shepherd. What an amazing concept. The Lord himself, the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, owner of heaven and earth, this being with infinite cosmic powers, to borrow a line from the Aladdin movie, has become our personal guide, our personal navigator, our shepherd. You know, another way of saying that is to say that the Lord is my pastor. Pastor and shepherd mean the same thing. In fact, the human beings that we call pastor are actually people that through whom we hear the shepherd's voice or the voice of Jesus navigating us. What I want to remind you is that we are led by the voice of Jesus, and that voice is the voice of the Holy Spirit. Before Jesus left here, he told us that he would not leave us comfortless, but he would leave us with the Holy Spirit, which is his way of communicating to us and a way of being with us each directly. Physically, Jesus can't be with us all directly, but through the Holy Spirit, he can be with all of us. And the Holy Spirit is our guide and our focus. Now, understanding this, think about this. We have to get updates on a regular basis about what's going on with the virus with respect to our governmental agencies, our places of work, and also the places where we go to school. We have to get those updates from the internet, but we also need to get daily updates from the Lord. Reading the scripture daily, but also listening and pursuing the voice of the Holy Spirit daily, because he has specific information for us. He will tell us where to shop. He will tell us what to buy. He will tell us how to take care of our family and the specific needs of our household. He will tell us specifically as we hear and listen to his voice. Here's my advice and suggestion for you moving forward. If you are a beginner to the things of God, or you are a beginner to learning and understanding the scriptures, here's my recommendation. The scripture in the end is really all about Jesus. And I recommend starting with passages of scripture that focus on the person of Jesus. That would be looking at the Gospels. I recommend the book of Luke. And I say the book of Luke because the author of Luke also wrote the book of Acts. So as you read the book of Luke, you can read the book of Luke. And then as you go to Acts, you can see how the people who are affected by Jesus begin to change the world and how it changes the world through people's focus on Jesus. So reading the book of Luke, reading the book of Acts, and then also reading a chapter a day from Psalms and Proverbs. Each of those books of the Bible gives you sort of bite-sized pieces about understanding the wisdom of God. Psalms in particular helps to illuminate the character of God. It helps to illuminate how we worship God. It helps to illuminate how we seek God in times of trouble. Please understand that God is with us. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Church, be encouraged. God is in the midst of our struggle, and he is sustaining us and maintaining us. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.